News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Most of us spend about a third of our lives in total asleep in bed, and most of us are doing it on sheets that are horrendously filthy that we should long since have cleaned. That is according to, with some active paraphrasing, Dr. Primrose Freestone, who is Associate Professor in Clinical Microbiology at the University of Leicester. Primrose, you have looked into this to find out how often we should be cleaning our sheets from a microbiological perspective. What's the data?
Well, the thing is, every time you go to bed, you deposit on your sheets skin cells and the bacteria and fungi that are naturally living on your bodies, and they will end up on your sheets. Every night as well, you will also sweat. I mean, it doesn't matter what the temperature is outside. The point is, you'll still deposit about a pint, half a pint or so of sweat, more if the weather is actually warm. And that is eaten by the bacteria and fungi that are actually on your sheets. At the same time, the skin cells you deposited are actually food for your house dust mites. And those will actually produce dung that can actually make your sort of breathing actually quite difficult, the respiratory irritants. So the reason that we actually wash our sheets and need to wash our sheets thoroughly, okay, is one, health reasons, and two, you want to actually go into a nice, clean, fresh-smelling bed, because sleep is absolutely essential for your mental and physical well-being.
Now, I'm sure people will have been familiar with bacteria. I'm sure people will be familiar with mites. Fungi?
Yeah, fungi.
The what
world
fungi?
Is actually full of fungal spores, and you have them on your body, in your hair. They're part of your natural microbiome, the microorganisms that naturally live on you, and they will also eat your skin cells and sort of nibble on your sort of dried sweat. And fungi especially can actually cause breathing problems.
So how often, I mean, by the sound of it, we should be boiling our mattress every 6 minutes, but what's a decent range for washing?
Okay, it depends on how clean you are when you actually go into the bed. But the fact is, even if you've just showered, you will still deposit the skin cells and you'll still sweat. If you have an infection, particularly a virus, an upset stomach, normally the NHS in this country recommends washing sheets at a high temperature, at least 60 degrees with a detergent every week. If you're unwell, it's normally every 3 to 4 days. If you have pets or I have to say, small children into your bed, you might well actually have to wash them once or twice a week. So the reason that we do this is, one, to have a more pleasant environment for spending that third of your life that we do in beds, and also for health reasons. Okay, general is part of the kind of general hygiene that keeps us well.
Primrose, thank you very much. Dr. Primrose Freestone, Associate Professor in Clinical Microbiology at University of Leicester.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.